Hey everybody, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, I want to talk to you, Heaton, about changing a team's culture versus firing and hiring a new team.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So, here's the deal. I just got off the phone with a founder and CEO of a company that has raised a shit ton of money, that has accomplished a good amount of scale and success, and that is now going through a rough patch. And the founder wanted to reach out to talk to me specifically about their sales team, but I'll give you the greater context. I'll tell you about his challenge, and then I thought it'd be fun for us, for the audience, everybody listening, to kind of go back and forth on what somebody should do in this situation, because I think it'll apply in many different scenarios. So basically, they had a good amount of success up until this point, and now a lot of things are starting to not work anymore. So, you know, they used to have a lot of success with inbound leads. They've become market leader in their markets and all of that good stuff. They accomplished a certain amount of scale, but now the market is changing. So number one, they're getting a lot more competition. Number two, the product they're offering is not as unique or compelling anymore. There's so much competition. There's also kind of new technology. So it's not the newest, coolest thing anymore that all customers want. And the paid advertising channels that they used to use, the prices have gone up, so they're not working as well anymore. For a variety of reasons, they're not able to grow as well as they used to, which means specifically for the sales team that they've established, that the sales team is now getting less leads. These leads are less qualified. This means the sales team has to work a lot harder and is making a lot less money than they used to. So all of a sudden, there's all this kind of tension, these issues, sales team is really unhappy, people are cranky, so there's all these problems. And the founder reached out to me specifically for the sales team saying, Stelly, what do I do now, right? Do I try to pay the sales team more money? That's going to ruin, like I have slim margins, it's going to ruin my margins, it's going to be a problem. Do I try to just hire a lot more new people on the sales team? But what do I do with the old salespeople? Do I just coach them through this and try to, do I maybe just take out the commission, pay them a fixed income and tell them, you know what, don't worry about how many or how little deals you close. You're going to make a little less money, but it's more stable. Like, what do I do in this situation? And I'll jump in and share with you what I shared with him. But before I do that, I'm dying to hear if somebody came to you with this limited kind of amount of context. And if we zero in not on the overall business, because there's a lot to dissect there, but on the specific challenge of having a team that is not happy anymore and is not happy about the change in the market and the change in the work they need to do and the kind of circumstances of their work. Typically, what is your approach? Do you coach that team through the change? Do you just let go of that team, hire a new team? Do you do something in the middle? Like, what's your initial immediate thoughts on this?
Yeah, at that scale, I start with the leadership. And what I mean by that is I go to the person who heads up sales. Hopefully it's not me. And
hopefully it's not me. I just want to double click on that.
Hopefully it's not me. Otherwise, I got to go to myself and do this and say, hey, are you able to do what's required of you considering the changes in the market and changes in the business? Mm. What's going to be required of you is basically starting from scratch in a lot of ways. And also being able to lead your team through this change. So my evaluation is first of the leadership. Right. Because if the leader cannot manage the change, is not in on it, then it will never happen. And so I start with the leader. And then I go, hey, what's up? Are you in or are you out? And I'm very deliberate about it like that. Usually though, here's the thing. You wouldn't find yourself in this mess if that leader was conscious enough of the situation to be able to already do something about it. So already this hints at, okay, there's a leadership problem over there. So the question is, does that leader stay or leave? Because you might not be ready to let that leader leave because then there's all this people mess on your hands. But if that person is the one that's going to have to manage the change. So you have to really determine whether that person can manage the change or not. And that's it. It's honestly that absurdly simple. Everyone else makes it complicated from what I've heard when people evaluate the situation. Mm. But at the end of the day, that leader needs to lead. And if that leader cannot lead the company or their team through this change, that's a big problem. So that's where I'll start, because I'm dying to hear what you said. There's a lot more to it, but that's like, for me, if I were dealing with this, that's exactly what I would do first.
So I love it, because I do think that most things, if not all things, are leadership issues, right? So, and then again, that's an inconvenient truth, because if you think that someone who's responsible for running that team is not doing a good job, then you have to ask yourself again, are you doing a good job leading that person, right? Are you doing a good job having hired that person?
But absolutely.
In this specific case, unfortunately, or fortunately, he's the responsible person for the revenue team, right? So I didn't get a chance to go into too much detail on why that is. But even, let's say you talk to the leader and that leader says, I'm all in, I'm happy to manage the change.
If it's you, you have to say that to yourself. So I guess it hit on the main point. That was, you know what? This is probably the biggest problem. There is no leadership there. It's the, I guess, founder, CEO, I'm assuming, that's actually leading revenue and sales. And that's probably, honestly, I bet there's a, this is indicative of a number of other problems, especially when it has to do with sales, because this person hasn't let go of that role yet.
The other thing that he had brought up specifically is that this company has gone through, a first phase of great success. And then they've been in this kind of second phase of struggle for a minute now. And, they've gone down different paths of saying, okay, this is going to be the solution. We're going to expand into kind of new markets to find growth. And everybody was excited, right? New markets, that's going to be the solution. They invested a ton of money and effort and time in new markets. Didn't work out. They went back to the drawing board and said, all right, fuck new markets. There's another competitor. They're much smaller than us, but their technology is much better. Let's try to acquire them. Cool. Everybody's like, that's what we're going to do. We'll merge. We'll acquire. Worked on that deal for a real long time. 11th hour, deal didn't work out. The acquisition didn't go through. Okay, back on the drawing board. And he said that they went through this like three times. And now kind of you have a overall team morale thing of like, you guys don't know what you're doing. We keep changing the strategy. Like people are just like burned out on this like back and forth. And, and on top, just like, with all of these problems, when I offered some more radical solutions to the problem, he was like, yeah, I'd love to do that. But we're also in the middle of closing our next round. I don't want to rock the boat too much right now. Yes, exactly. I mean, is it ever any different, Heaton, when somebody comes to you with these kind of problems?
No, it's always
like stacking. It's like, you came to me with kind of the peak of the iceberg of the problem. But when we try to analyze it, obviously there's a lot more problems underneath the surface of the water, right? This is a much bigger challenge. But again, you have to be like, all right, we've got 10 minutes. I want to be as useful as possible. It's not the first or the last founder that's going to find themselves in this situation. What do we do, right? In terms of the, I'll just hint a little bit on the basic, like changing a specific team and its culture versus hiring a new team. I mean, there's no answer, just like with everything else we ever give in terms of advice. We always go, it depends, right? Lots of factors. But I do think when you let's say you are leading a team and there must be a radical change in how that team operates, or the reality has changed, right? It was a cushy, easy job to make a ton of money. Now it requires you to work much harder to make the same amount of money or to survive. It's a much more competitive landscape all of a sudden. The team has to shift from like a kind of casual, this is kind of an awesome gig and everything just works out, to we're back in kind of a war phase where we have to fight for survival and we have to figure out a new model that will work again. And when you have to make that shift, as you said, first of all, you have to ask yourself and look in the mirror and say, am I sold on this change? And am I all in on this? Because you can't be a little in on this. You have to be all in. And if you are, you need to sit down with the team and explain to them, this is a new reality. These are the new expectations. If this is something that's, since things have changed, this might not be the right job for you anymore. You might not want it, or you might not be able to do it. We want you, here's what we're going to offer you to make it happen. But this is what the expectation is. The expectation in attitude, the expectation in work, the expectation in results, and the expectation on our end, our best guesstimate on how much time we're going to be in this phase, right? And then you have to be radical in kind of living that change and, not just telling the team, well, you're going to have to go through harder times and then you fuck off back into your office doing the same job that you were doing. We have to be in the midst, in the trenches, eating the same amount of shit that they eat, doing the same calls, demonstrating to them what you want them to live, demonstrating to them the energy, the intensity, the great attitude, showing them what you want them to do versus telling them what to do, right? In this kind of crisis phase. And then the people that are joining you, awesome. The people that are not joining you, you have to part ways with very, very quickly because they're poisoning the well. They are creating a terrible culture because they're going to be walking around trying to sell everybody else on having a bad attitude and this sucks and this will never work, right? So you have to counteract that. But that, in a nutshell, is kind of my advice in these situations. It's hard to change a culture of a team, but it's not impossible. And you'll have to make very quick decisions and execute on it, you know, with clarity, but you also have to demonstrate the change. You can't, as management, come in and be like, well, the market has changed. This team's work is now much harder for much less pay. But you know what? Just suck it up and do it. And then you go back and you do the same shit you were doing when things were good, right? You're back at your desk looking at charts and slides and checking your emails, and you're not demonstrating what you want them to be. That will never work. You have to be in the crisis phases in the middle of the team, demonstrating, showing them what you want them to do, showing them that it's possible, showing them that you are all in, that you believe it, and that you are willing to do whatever you tell them to do. You don't expect of anybody to do something you're not willing to do yourself. And then for the ones that can't get on board, they have to get off the boat because they are dragging you down. They have to go as quickly as humanly possible.
I'm going to add one thing.
Beautiful.
Just for context, I mean, obviously everything you said sounds like perfect. Like that's a pretty pragmatic way to approach it, which I think is what you need in this situation. The thing I'm going to add is that he gave you context around something that I see a lot of entrepreneurs get into and founders, basically, especially CEOs, they've burned their team. They've burnt out their team. They've burned their team. Because they've said, this is going to happen. Then they go after this. Doesn't happen. Okay. One time team's like, all right, we failed. Fine. Second time, we're going to do this. Okay. Go after it. Doesn't happen with lots of effort put in. Team's like, okay. Can I trust this person and what they say? All it takes is that second time, right? Of it failing. And that's not, and again, this is, I know why this is happening. I'll explain. And then the third time, you know, you do it again. And then by then you've essentially lost trust. And I bet people have already started leaving. So here's the thing. As a founder, you can get super excited about the idea you came up with as solving all your problems, period. What you can't do is convince your team that it is the solution and it is the only solution. You are inadvertently doing that when you get that excited about finding the solution and rallying your team around it. So you need a really specific balance of, hey, this is what we're going to try. If this doesn't work, we will try something else. You know? And if you don't do that, then you end up burning the team because the team stops trusting you because you got so excited about it. And they look at you to have the answer. But when you're in this kind of uncertain times and you're literally just essentially doing the equivalent of experiments or attempts, then like you make sure the team is ready to do their best to go after the attempt, and then right away when it fails, you go back to the team and you're honest about it. So it's like you bookend it. So in the beginning, in the first chapter, you're just saying, hey, this is the best idea we have right now. And this is why we're going to go after it. This is how long it's going to take, or this is all the next steps. Let's go. Then at the end of it, you say whether it worked or not. If it worked, great. Everyone's cheery and you're a hero. If it didn't work, you sit there and say, look, this was part of the journey. That didn't work. We're going to all regroup and figure out the next thing. And then over time, you have to get them more involved in figuring out the next thing in whatever way you can do, whether it's more visibility into the decision making or just their help. But it's super critical to keep their trust along the way and not promise things that might not happen when there's that much risk at play. So that's the way I look at it, because you have to, there's a level of honesty that you need to get to. And it's honesty that starts with yourself first, of knowing that you're being overly optimistic or you're looking for a silver bullet as well, and that there might not be any. And it's going to take a bunch of attempts to get to whatever end goal you're looking for.
Beautiful. I love it. All right, let's wrap this episode up. If anybody's in this type of situation, if you are listening to this and you're like, shit, yeah, I might have burned my team, or shit, I have a certain team that's like not doing that well and I don't know what to do about it, you can always reach out to us and see if we can give you contextual advice. Steli@closer.io, hnchai@gmail.com. As always, if you like the episode, if you enjoy the podcast, give us a 5-star review and rating on iTunes. It's highly appreciated. And this is it for us for this episode. We'll hear you very soon.
Later.